Haynes isn't the easiest place to run a business, but the quality of life keeps people here. Those are a couple takeaways from a business survey conducted by the Haynes Chamber of Commerce. The chamber interviewed 41 business owners or managers in an effort to better understand local economic challenges. It's not a thriving economy that keeps most businesses in Haynes. It's the quality of life. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Deborah Schnabel says that message is clear in the recently completed Business Retention and Expansion Report.
Like, why are you doing business in Haynes? The predominant answer is, I love it here. You know, this is my home. This is where I want to be.
The survey comes from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Its goal is to give communities a tool to analyze drivers of the economy and come up with strategies to grow existing businesses. In 2016, the chamber interviewed 41 business owners and managers. They were mostly small businesses with an average of 10 employees. Many of those employees aren't full-time. About half are either part-time or seasonal. The majority of business owners were in the middle when asked how they feel about Haynes as a place to do business. 40% said fair. But the question that followed received a much more enthusiastic response. It asked each person's opinion of Haynes as a place to live.
Overwhelmingly, everyone said excellent.
Kyle Gray is the chamber board president.
I found those two contrasting points to be very interesting. So it seemed like they seemed... A lot of the business owners think that it's a fair place to do business, but a great place to live.
What keeps the economy from being more than fair? The survey highlights some of the challenges business owners face.
The cost of freight. Almost every business has identified, every business that deals in commodities has identified freight costs as one of the biggest hindrances that they have.
Recruitment is also a problem for a little under half of the businesses that participated in the survey. The main recruitment issues cited were inadequate labor skills and competition for employees. Schnabel says that might point to issues for businesses recruiting more highly skilled workers. Internet and cell phone service also present challenges. 67% of the survey respondents said they were not satisfied with internet service because it is too slow or too expensive. Schnabel says she was surprised at the number of business owners who said they were thinking of expanding, although 15 respondents said they were thinking of selling their businesses. A higher number, 25, plan to grow.
And I think that's a very powerful statement that people are committed and they feel that they're comfortable in what they're doing.
Both Schnabel and Gray were alarmed by the fact that more than half of the respondents said they do not have a business or strategic plan.
And I thought that was really interesting because I think that those people who do have business plans and who actually build their business on a plan are so much more successful.
Gray says it's especially concerning in light of another question.
Literally, the section right before that in this report outlined that changes in the market was one of the biggest things that business owners saw. So they see a lot of changes in the market, but they don't seem to have a strategic plan to be preparing for it.
An even larger number of respondents said their business doesn't have a succession plan for who would take over after them. The chamber hopes that information can be used to develop programs or classes to help local businesses succeed. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.